Welcome to our latest Callan Botcast. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're taking a deep dive into some pretty critical shifts happening in nonprofit finance, specifically this new endowment tax law. Our mission really is for you nonprofit board members, staff, to get the most important insights from a Callan blog post. It's titled "How Endowment Tax in 2025 Law Will Affect Nonprofits" by Evan Williams from July 17th, 2025. And, managing endowment portfolios, it's always complex, right? Balancing long-term growth with immediate spending needs, liquidity, donor wishes, preserving purchasing power. Historically, one key bit of breathing room was that tax-exempt status.
That's absolutely right. And what's interesting here, as the Callan Post sort of points out, is that this new law, it isn't coming out of nowhere. It's actually building on or expanding changes we've seen before. If you look back, say, to 2017, there was the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the TCJA, that brought in a flat 1.4% excise tax. But it applied only to a pretty specific group: private colleges, universities with at least 500 tuition-paying students, mostly U.S. students, and crucially, over $500,000 in endowment assets per student. So while it was new, its scope was, well, quite limited. Didn't have a massive impact on portfolio management for most.
Okay, but this is where it gets really interesting, right? That 2017 tax was just the start. Now we have this much more expansive endowment tax set for fiscal year 2026. And this is part of President Trump's tax and spending policy legislation. People often call it the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Exactly. And this is a really substantial change. I mean, the scope is much, much broader now. We're talking private colleges and universities with 3,000 or more tuition-paying students.
Yeah.
That's a huge leap from 500.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe even more significantly, the tax rate isn't flat anymore. It's going to be tiered based on the endowment size per student. That adds a whole new layer of complexity.
So for those schools directly hit, and I guess for anyone watching trends in nonprofit finance, what does this actually mean for managing the portfolio day to day? What are the practical shifts the Callan blog post flags?
Well, it's not just a small tweak. This new tax really challenges some core strategies that have, driven endowment success for years. The blog post highlights maybe four key potential impacts. First, spending. You might see institutions thinking about increasing their near-term spending.
To reduce taxable assets.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Deploying more capital could potentially lessen the pile of assets subject to the tax
Yeah.
as a consideration. Then there's illiquid assets. Large endowments often lean heavily on private market investments, private equity, venture capital for that higher appreciation potential.
Right, that's been a big driver.
But now, there's definitely pressure, or at least a question mark, around shifting away from those towards more liquid investments. That's a major strategic rethink for some. Third is tax-efficient structures. Think blocker structures designed to shield certain types of investment income. This tax might push institutions away from pure total return focus. They might start favoring, say, tax-efficient dividends or flurry of asset selling beforehand. The idea is to realize existing gains, pay tax under current rules maybe, and reset the cost basis higher for future calculations.
Makes sense. And the wash sale rule point.
All right, that's an important detail. Wash sale rules, which prevent you from claiming a loss if you buy back a similar security too soon, they generally apply to losses, not gains. So selling for a gain and resetting basis is cleaner now. But down the road, if you're doing tax loss harvesting, you will need to keep wash sale rules in mind.
Okay, so putting it all together, the big takeaway from this podcast seems to be that this legislation is set to really reshape how these large private universities manage their finances. It adds this whole new layer of complexity to, well, everything: long-term allocation, payout rates, even tactical trades, and definitely tax planning.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's more than just calculating a new tax. It signals a fundamental shift potentially in endowment management philosophy. It demands new strategies, maybe different expertise on boards and investment committees to navigate this effectively. It really feels like a new chapter in endowment stewardship.
Yeah, it's clear these changes are significant, forcing a hard look at practices that have been standard for a long time.
And this raises an important question, maybe the final thought for you, our listeners. Even if your specific nonprofit, your institution, isn't directly caught by these particular university rules right now, How might these broader shifts, this heightened focus on liquidity, on spending policies, on tax efficiency, how might that influence the strategic questions you should be asking? Questions about your own organization's financial planning, its resilience, and its long-term sustainability in a changing landscape. It's definitely something to consider.